Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Yeah.
So, Mr. Fancy Pants here has just met the Queen. How did that come about?
We'd gone to a new musical called Oh Africa, Brave Africa. It was a laugh riot.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 168. It's your hosts, Andrew Cronin, Josh Astton.
What the?
Joining us today, special guests, we have Lena Tyleska.
Hooray!
G'day, fellas.
Oi.
Ahoy, oi.
That wasn't even planned.
Oi.
We're on the same wavelength. Oh, is it just me, Josh, or is it kind of...
Oi, mate! This is my sleeping music.
It's a whale playing the didgeridoo.
Can you turn your alarm off, please?
It's a pretty good alarm.
Yeah, Crone, your nipples are poking out
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, it's kind of cold in here. It's almost as if a ghost passed through the room.
Uh-oh.
Are you freaking serious, dude? I did light a whole bunch of candles and make a pentagram and sacrificed a goat earlier.
Yeah, we're going to burn that place down.
No. We have to do a seance. We have to, because we all know who just recently died.
Yeah, your mom.
The most evilest entity ever. What?
Yes, Queen Ashton.
She was
Jesus
not my mom.
Christ me. What the hell did she ever do to you?
Well, she did call me back.
Okay, we have to summon the deceased, what was her name? The Iron...
Queen Elizabeth. The Iron Lady?
Yeah, the Iron Lady of
Queen
Elizabeth.
I think her name was the Iron Lady. I thought it was her, Queen Victoria.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Someone Google it.
Not my queen.
Not my granny.
Oh, America.
Me.
Wants to fuck no. My old dead sneeze.
I hear something coming through. Did you hear that a little?
Who wants to get up in this dead pussy? The fuck is that?
It's coming down the stairs.
It's her entrance music.
Who's going to be the first to come in my ghost snatch? That's so loud.
Well, you have to know that the queen's coming. I guess we properly summoned her.
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, I'm such a horny dead slut.
What? What?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Crazy.
Is it actually her?
What? Feels like it.
Why
this
did
feeling
you choose
getting,
my house to haunt?
I don't want to be alarm anyone, but my dick feels really cold right now, as if there's a ghost pussy on it right now. Oh,
those dead lips.
Oh, shit. Oh,
the table's shaking.
Oh god, it's.
Are you okay?
Oh god.
Oh, it's riding me.
This is like Ghostbusters.
Oh, the ghost puss is riding me. Oh, God. Oh, it actually feels
is it good?
Pretty good.
Actually. Is it good?
Yeah, it actually feels great. Ooh, I'm gonna rock your car.
Can she talk to us, or is she only through you as a conduit?
Didn't you hear that?
Because I can hear her, but can she hear us?
Mm.
Queen!
Yes, you're next.
Oh,
you hold your horses, you horny old boy.
No, I don't want to. Is Crone finished yet? I don't know if I want to.
I feel like she. I don't. My cock doesn't feel cold anymore. I think she's moving on.
Lizzie's gonna move on to Josh.
She's got some unfinished business.
Uh oh.
You're
Josh.
Next, you ginger bitch.
It's happening.
You like
She's
that?
Licking my asshole.
Do you like it when I lick your taint?
No. She's upside down, so she's licking my butt, but then her nostrils are breathing on my ballsack. It's really uncomfortable.
Unfinished business here on the mortal plane.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's to fuck every boy I see.
How do those British teeth feel?
Not good.
Oh, I'm going to chomp your butt.
I think
butt.
My nutsack's stuck in between
I'm
her canine and her
chomp
first incisor.
Taint. Chew it like Ow. Beef jerky.
Owie. This is when it's not good to be extra small. It's like I'm getting in between.
Well, she speaks with a very small open mouth, yeah. So very British. So she can
She's
only fit
handsy,
a small
dude.
Peenie in there.
Good God.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Well, I'm done.
I smell a criminal in the room.
Uh-oh. She knows the criminal ancestor.
I'm gonna lick that pussy down under. Ooh, I'm such a horny old dead slut. I'm going to grab all your cocks and vaginas, and I'm going to put them in my ghost mouth. Ooh, you boys.
How long are we doing this for? What the fuck? That's not what eating pussy sounds like, even if a ghost is doing it.
No, she's getting she's getting waterboarded the whole time.
She's got both of our jizzes and she's felching it into her butt.
That's what that is?
Yeah, she's bubbling it, doing the bubbler with both of our felches.
Sounds like she's drowning. In pussy.
How long did you make this sound?
An hour.
Oh my God. Alright, well I'm done. I'm done with it now.
Yeah, because you jizzed already.
Yeah,
both
I jizzed
of us
first.
Are over. Mm. We're both we're pretty tired actually now.
I need to have a nap.
Poor arthritis mouse.
Anyways, V, how the hell are you?
Thoroughly satisfied now that the Queen's licked my pussy. You know, it's something about a dead person licking a dead person's pussy. Because my pussy's dead.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, cool. I'm great.
Thank
Thanks.
You for explaining the joke.
It killed itself
I'm
back
doing
in the
well.
90s.
Yeah.
It hung itself.
I'm doing well, fellas. Oi.
Oi? You're just saying oi for no reason?
Doing an impression of yourself now?
Yeah. That's not an impression if it's who you are.
I've never heard
it is
you
if you
say
just say oi in the middle of a sentence with no context.
No, it
I'm
was like an
good.
Agreement.
Oi.
Oi. It's like
oi.
An agreement.
I don't know your language.
Anyway, yeah, great.
Oi, I love Jet.
Jet. The band. They're so shit.
That's my impression of Australian.
Jet's Australian?
Yeah.
I think Jet was from England.
That's why they sound exactly like AC/DC.
Yeah, like a new version of it.
Oi, I'd like Nick Cave in the bed seats.
What accent is that?
It's Australian.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard
Got
Josh?
Got any cocaine for me to listen
Do
to
accents?
AC/DC?
It sounds
Josh
so
Josh is a master
Sussex.
Of bruv. Accents.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Oi, bruv.
Good day, bruv.
You should have seen.
A stingray killed my president. Oi.
Stingray.
Stingray.
A sting. A stingo ate my baby.
Stinko. It's a stingray that's fucked a dingo.
Oh shit! This is what it should sound like when she was felching her.
Yeah.
The queen.
This is what it sounds like when she's going down on you.
The queen's just talking into your vagina.
So wait a second. Did the queen suck our cocks to completion and then just felch it into her pussy?
Yeah, so who knows what's going to happen now.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah. Might have brought it back to life. Both of them.
Yeah, both my pussy and the queen. Yes, yes, we're sitting here drowning in our own...
Yeah.
On the day the queen died, I was listening to the radio and the song came
out. Oh, dude, don't even get me started on the radio.
Normally, I hate... the DJs on the radio because they're, you know, hacky and unfunny.
Yeah.
Mm.
They remind me a lot of your act, actually.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, yeah, you should have seen his act last night.
Yeah, I
mean, on Sunday night.
Heard you didn't do as well as last time you were at Crown of Thieves.
No, I forgot the thing.
Heard you wild carded it and dug yourself a little hole.
No, because I started...
A little hole, because you're talking about midgets.
I started a new...
You like that?
I started a new joke.
Ooh.
That did really good on the weekend.
Mm.
And then, but I mixed up somewhere in the middle, and then I completely missed a part, so then nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
And it went on for 5 minutes. He had 10 minutes in. His midget bit went on for 5 minutes.
Oh, the midget bits, whatever. That one always goes just as planned.
Poorly.
That crowd, they were like, they're into stuff initially, and then after one joke about that subject, they would completely turn off. Like,
they want the next subject.
Like,
yeah,
you got onto that one where you had like 4 different things to it, and after the first one, they're like, "Hey, I've heard it, I'm done." Like, then they just sit there and stare at you for the rest of it.
Yeah, like, it was interesting, but it was quite fun watching you. I was like, "When do I light you, Josh?" And he's like, 9 minutes, because he had 10. Light him at 9. All right. Light him at 10, then Matt lights him at 11, then I light him at 12, then Matt lights him at 13, and then he gets off. It was so funny.
Well, I was watching my set from above also.
Oh, okay.
Did he abruptly cut off a joke and go, anyway, thanks, okay, bye?
He did that twice.
Yeah, that's what he always
does. He was like, oh, I don't...
I broke the fourth wall, and I said, I actually forgot that joke about 3 minutes ago. I've been just ad-libbing.
And actually, people laughed at that.
Yeah,
that
was the biggest payoff.
That was the biggest laugh.
When we were at Denenzi's downtown 2 weeks ago, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you work for him or something?
Yeah.
You started a bit, and then it ended with, whatever.
Yeah.
And I looked at someone that was at my table and went, that's every one of his punchlines, by the way. And they were like, oh, okay. And then the next joke, I said it with you as you said it. I just went, ah, whatever. And then you said it right after or whatever. And then yeah. I don't know where I'm going
it
with
happened.
This, ah, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like Josh's act.
But anyways.
That was good. We had a good weekend of shows.
Oh, yeah.
I did, too.
Yeah?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, where did you go?
On Friday, I was at the Mary Irwin, the wife of Steve. Mary Irwin, Mary
She's
Irwin
still
Theater.
Grieving?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty upset.
Yeah.
And I did 20 minutes there, opening for Patrick Malihar.
I brings the ruckus to the ladies.
I did, yeah. They all blew me right after my set. All those old ladies at the Rotary Center.
They were like, you remind me of the Queen.
That was great. I want to suck your cock.
And I was like, all right, bitch.
As you put your sunglasses on.
Device.
Pop your collar.
Yeah, I was good. And then Saturday I did a guest spot in Vernon at the Powerhouse Theater for the OK Dope show with Dan Duvall and Nash Park.
Did you make a mitochondria joke, dude?
I did not.
It is the powerhouse
of the cell, you're right.
Oh, dude.
Had you performed at the Powerhouse before?
No, I didn't even know it existed.
Me neither, that's what I'm asking.
We should book shows there.
Okay,
it's a
cool,
nice theater.
Cool.
And
that way you have a chance to write a mitochondria joke before you get there.
Did 7 minutes there, then ripped back to Kelowna to go to Dakota's, and did the late show at Dakota's, and it was fucking... It was a gong show.
Like, good gong
no,
show?
No, like,
or?
It was... Like, I did fine.
Did you do the same 7 minutes?
I was going to do a different 7 minutes, but I got my first initial opening joke out and then wasn't able to do any more material and just had to riff because the audience was such a shit show.
So you did a Matt Baker?
Yeah, I did. I did some crowd work. It wasn't quite as good as Matt Baker's crowd work. Because he's the king?
He's the goat.
He is, actually.
He's the goat.
Crowd work king.
Yeah. But, it was work.
Mm-hmm.
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Is that what happened?
Oh, fuck. And then after the show, I'm hanging out on the balcony with Alex Kovacs and Alex Miller, the two Alexes.
Yeah.
And it was UFC night, right?
Mm.
So everyone else in the bar is stupid and drunk.
Ready to freaking wrestle.
Stupid drunk and drunk stupid. And this one guy, he gets on, he like stumbles down the stairs, and then I guess he had like an it was an e-bike, but it looked like a dirt bike sort of thing. I don't really know what it was. But I guess it had some kick to it because I just see him start it and then it jolts forward and he slams into the staircase at the Dakota's back balcony. Slams into the staircase, falls off. The whole balcony shakes. myself, Alex, and Alex are like, what the fuck? I saw the whole thing happen, but they're like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, that dude just rolled right in the staircase. What an idiot. Other two patrons graciously go down to see if he's okay, and this guy is just so wasted drunk. He's like, oh, I'm fine. Completely fucked up the front axle. Like, it's not straight at all.
This is your perfect time to go down there and be like, oh, I gotta totally help this guy, and then you just teabag him.
Yeah, well, he was standing at this point.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, he's down there for like 10 minutes with these people. And then he gets back on the bike, and they're like, I don't think you should drive, man. He's like, nah, I'm good. He gets back on the bike.
You've already crashed.
It immediately tips over, and he falls off again.
Was it like a road scooter?
It wasn't like a scooter. It was like a. It looked like a little dirt bike, but I think it was like an e-bike sort of thing. But it had some power to it. Like, he definitely would have died if he rode it home. I don't think he if it did. But we went back inside, and I said to Alex Kovacs, I was like, I bet we come back out, and he's still fucking...
on the floor.
Down there. And we go back out half an hour later, and yeah, he's still there. He was on the balcony this
just
time.
Just hanging out?
I guess the Dakota staff, like, put his bike in the back...
But you can't take the in, like, keys, so in, you like, have to the take legend the, whole, room. The whole vehicle.
And the guy who helped him offered to pay for a cab. But now this guy's arguing with the Dakota's waitresses, and he's like, oh, just give me my bike back. You guys stole my bike. And they're like, we didn't. We're like, fine. And they like wheel it out. It's like, there's your bike. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not liable for anything that happens.
There's gotta be a way to disconnect the battery without him knowing or something.
And this guy's just being such a twat.
Like, twat.
They're lowering the bike down on the elevator lift thing. And he's like, you guys are stealing my bike. Why is this necessary? And they're like, get the fuck out of here. Eventually they called the cops, I think. They didn't show up by the time I left. But yeah, this guy was down there hanging out. And then he came back up the stairs and asked Alex Miller for a cigarette. And Alex Miller's like, I'll give you a cigarette if you go away. You fuck off.
This guy's a real jerk.
He was.
So, a successful weekend. Mm. Although it did end on a shit show at the end. Well, not shit show, but shit crowd.
I still had fun.
Yeah, that's
good.
But
then you got to see a guy crash his bike. So yeah, that makes up for it.
That does make up for it.
And then we just kind of, you know, comics. We were just up there beaking him the whole time, making fun of him.
Did he have a helmet on?
No, he was going down the stairs, and I was like, hey, get home safe.
Just get home.
Yeah. Try not to kill anyone. Or yourself.
Josh, what was your take on the Crown and Thieves show you did on Sunday?
Yeah, it was all right. It was, I bombed my second half of it.
You started strong.
Yeah. And then
you started strong as the turtle man. And then it just went downhill.
It always works.
It always does work.
Turtle.
This guy's funny looking.
Yeah.
Hey, he is pretty funny looking. Wait, his eyes are super close together now that he mentions it. I'm finally noticing it.
But, except for you guys don't know turtles, I guess, because their eyes are on both sides of their heads.
Well, then why do you say that they're too close together?
Sometimes I say that. Sometimes I say no chin.
Chin is more valid.
I hear you do the whole... I thought the whole version was eyes too close together, no chin, super big fucking gross-looking ugly green...
big veiny
cock.
Triumphant bastard.
You kind of hunched like you have a shell weighing your back down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all right. Oh, yeah, it was the hunchback, no chin, and then the thing.
Hunchback,
usually
then
no
the thing.
Chin.
You mean the penis.
Yeah, the thing.
The thing.
You know.
Throbbing, disgusting reptile cock. Yeah,
the penis.
Yeah, it's cold. And not just because the queen sucked it.
No. Oh.
Oh, good God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
When that sound plays every time Josh pulls his dick out.
Put it away.
I can't.
It's throbbing.
It's a curse.
Yes.
Put
and then
that
we saw
cursed cock away.
We had Dale Ward and Mike Zambra.
Yeah.
What was your take on that?
Mike Zambra sucks ass.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
All he did was like easy ass crowd work.
Did he? Because I left to talk upstairs with Teddy and Evan.
All right, this is
so
his crowd work.
I missed half of his set.
Oh, this is his crowd. He goes up there and goes, ah, fucking homeless, fucking Kelowna. What the fuck? You guys hate Penticton? Hey, what's with your hat? You should turn it backwards so dudes have something to grab when they're fucking. And that's his whole thing. I'm like, What the fuck?
Did he do that for 45 minutes?
Yeah, it was
draining. Did he do any jokes?
It was like, you know when you're sitting in a waiting room at the doctor's office and you can't get comfortable and you're just antsy and you're like, like almost like you had a bad edible and
that's
like
probably from the rash.
Gross on the inside.
Yeah, he messaged me on, the Effie in Kamloops.
He messaged you on Saturday and said, make sure that my opener on Sunday doesn't suck and bomb for half a set.
Nah, fuck
that. That was Dale Ward.
That was Dale Ward.
That's built in. He travels with him.
No, he messaged me at like 5 a.m. on Jesus.
Oh, good God. Here's a...
That was so
yeah, I had to abandon because it pushed a little too hard and I was going to shit.
That was, that was Andrew Crone putting the mic to his butt.
Yeah.
Disappointment central.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know if you noticed, but his eyes are always red. He claims that it's from weed.
No, it's pink eye.
It's the pink 100%. Eye from his own microphone.
What? You guys!
Weed doesn't make your eyes... Like drip
infected.
Pus.
Yeah, yes, it does.
It's pulsing.
Yeah, it's because I'm allergic to weed. That's my eyes get all swollen and puffy.
In only one eye?
And leaky.
It's not the bacteria at all.
No, it's the weed that I was smoking all day.
So Mike Danberg calls me at 5 a.m. on Friday morning, being like, I've got this giant rash and a swollen neck. I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
I farted on a microphone on Thursday.
You fought it on his microphone in Edmonton.
When he started to bomb, he would just do like the thing that like every grade 3 kid does where they bring their arm up and hit their own chest and go...
He did lean heavily on the mentally challenged.
I heard he does quite the retarded stuff.
That's his that's his out when he starts bombing a little bit.
He'll pick on
look
someone
at this guy.
The... Yeah, he'll
like
pick on someone in the
show.
Audience.
Dude,
and do that
New York
as them. Yeah.
Classic New York comedy.
But he'd always...
Classic old school New York style comedy, dude.
He'd always like, make sure when you introduce me, you say all the way from New York... And it's like, dude, you've been in Edmonton like 30 fucking years.
No accent from New
whatever.
York.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
when he gets mad, you hear the New York accent.
And your only credit
through.
Is being from New York.
And yuck yucks, equally the same.
Well, here, a lot of times it's like, oh, this guy's all the way from Vancouver.
Well, that's the thing is your geographical location becomes a credit.
Yeah.
Like Baker was telling me about a guy from Halifax that moved to L.A. and then he came back to Halifax for a show and they said, all the way from L.A.? No, he's from here.
No, but that's what they did there. With Emily Woods when she went to England and came back. All the way from England.
Yeah, but she was also doing a fake accent.
Oh, hello, boys. I'm from England.
I'm me too.
I was talking to her or I said something to her and she said, are you serious? And I was like, Emily, cut the accent. Like, you were there for 3 months. Like, shut the fuck up.
I've been here 8 years. I can't even try and get a Canadian accent.
Oh, we noticed.
I've tried. The only accent I've got is when I say the word or. Because I enunciate the or.
Or.
Or. So I'd be like, Josh, or.
Is that like when you're talking about a paddle?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone can do like a, like, because we can't do accents that way. But, like, other people, like, what's his name? Batman in American Psycho.
Christian Bale?
He's got a thick accent, but he can do super American accents.
Yeah.
Because he's a good actor, dude.
Can you do American?
Right.
You can't
I
do
can't.
American?
I'm so shit. I can only do, like, Eastern European, because that's my parents, and I can emulate that.
Did you
I can't
say
do
I can't?
I can't.
Is that, like, a new Apple product?
No, that's a new Steve Jobs thing.
You add at least three A's to can't.
Oh, it sounds like you're saying I can't.
No, that's cunt.
I can't.
There's only one U in the cunt. It's the only time you don't extend the vowel
abrupt.
Of U. Yeah, cunt. Yeah.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah. You, straight to the point.
I can't tell if we're friends or you hate me.
Oh, no.
Cunt.
We hate you. You can't sit with us.
Hey, cunt. Is that an endearing cunt or a bad
nope,
cunt?
You're just a cunt.
No, yeah. You have to say silly cunt if it's endearing.
Oh,
you silly cunt!
Or you bloody cunt.
You bloody cunt.
Oh, no, that's just periods.
Oh, God. Dude, all you ladies talk about is periods all the time.
Periods.
25 minutes in and she's already talking about her bleeding gash.
Classic.
My sniz.
Typical lady. Your sniz. Your bleeding sniz.
I haven't heard a bleeding sneeze in years.
I haven't.
Like 70 years.
That's the sound of her bleeding sneeze.
Yeah, that didgeridoo's the rod in my arm.
For for the folks at home, explain what the rod in your arm is.
Ah, here's a learning experience.
Oh, is it because so you don't get pregnant?
It is a contraceptive. It
How does that freaking work? You work? Are you just like magnetics to the moon or some shit?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's with the tide and the passing of the moon through Saturn.
You hippies.
It like, pulls all the eggs up into her arm.
Yeah. So I've just got eggs in my arms. That's why my arms are so fat.
She can just bust loads into
just
her sniz.
I believe I can fly.
You give someone a hug, you just hear cracking shells. Like, oh no! I only have six left.
Six eggs, half a dozen. No, so it is a matchstick sized flexible rod that gets inserted under the skin in your
flexible rod.
Fucking hey, dude!
I'm never gonna be able to tell the rest of this.
You're not being able to tell anything this whole time. This whole time you're here, you're not gonna be able to get anything out.
Why did I not?
How does it connect to your vagina?
My vagina.
A string. There's a string that goes down.
We tug on the string.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's how it's a contraceptive. You start talking about the rod, and then the guy just says, "Ah, never mind."
We discovered.
Just walks away.
We discovered that's every conversation with me.
We discovered a few episodes ago that Josh is super uncomfortable with the female anatomy, and he says vagina instead of vagina because he's more comfortable.
Is that what you're going to teach your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vagina.
No, boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Ladies
have
a
royal
vagina.
Sniz.
Now listen, remember to clean your royal sniz from the front to the back.
The royal sniz is reserved for the queen.
Oh, she's his dead. Daughter.
Oh, she's dead, so the royal sniz passes on to your kid? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, Prince Philip.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he also needs to clean his vagina.
you're with a guy, and then you're like, "Hey, you want to talk about my rod?" And then they're like, "What?"
I usually say, "Can we talk about your rod?"
No, she says, "I have a rod," and he goes, "I'm out of here."
No, I never tell anyone unless they ask. But it just releases progesterone.
She never tells anyone unless she's having sex, and the guy goes, "Can I bust in you?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's fine. I have a rod." And he goes, "What?" And he looks down, like, "I don't see a rod anywhere."
It's in my butt. No, so it just releases progesterone, and it just stops your period. And you change it every 3 years, and it's just under the skin. It's not invasive at all. It just came out in Canada like 3-4 years ago, but it's been in a... just dance. The end. I'm not even going to continue more. If you have questions, ladies or gents,
I don't understand.
Fucking email the podcast.
Wow, that story sucked. Hey, Josh, want to hear a good story?
Fuck you, and not using condoms.
So when you go through like the airport, does it always beep, and then you have to explain?
Condoms are for sailors, baby.
No, it doesn't. It's like plastic.
Oh, I thought it was like a metal rod.
No, you can. It's flexible, like a matchstick. Like a matchstick. It's the size of a matchstick.
I've seen flexible metal before.
Yeah.
Like, can you squeeze it through your arm?
Yeah. Yeah, she's made me touch her rod before. I didn't like it, and I didn't want to do it.
Oh, this is freaking me out, man.
Ready?
Oh, man. Oh.
There's the end.
Isn't that gross, dude?
You can't even feel it.
She just whipped out her rod.
Yeah. But here's the thing. This is my fourth rod, and I got really fat, and they couldn't find the other one, so they had to dig it out of my arm. That's why I have a scar.
Marks.
I have a scar there when I got really fat from when they were digging out my old rod. So they have it in my right arm now.
Quite a while ago, then.
Oh, you
look like Anthony Kiedis. You look like John Frusciante's arm.
Yeah. So I've had three rods in my left arm, one in my right now.
Good God.
Yeah, it's the best.
So how do they do? They just like these. It's like they're putting a needle in, but they break it off.
No, it's like a microchip needle. It's like they put a little bit of lidocaine in there. It goes in, comes out, wrap it up. The end.
Wouldn't it be more effective closer to the sniz though?
Why?
Like, what is it?
It just gets absorbed through your
what if people
bloodstream?
Don't jizz on your arm
and
then?
It kills the baby? So your blood is poison right now?
No, my blood is not poison.
It kills babies.
My eggs don't get released. I don't have eggs.
So is it like a tick shot, like the dog gets, where it turns his blood into poison, so the tick bites, and then he just...
What did your vet tell you?
Then it melts, and then he pees it out of his urethra.
Why'd you bring up vet stuff? Now she's going to have to talk about it.
I don't want to. I already did 12 hours of that today.
She's still wearing her scrubs from work.
Yeah,
no scrubs,
I do have jizz on me.
What the fuck?
It's your
good thing. Good thing you got that thing in your arm.
All right, I got a story, a funny, a fun little tale.
Do you have a rod?
Well, yeah, I've got a rod. I'm a boy.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, he's got a rod.
In fact...
It's still pulsing from when the queen was with him.
In fact, I was getting that rod sucked a few weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting blown by a horse.
Oh, my God.
I was kidding. It wasn't a horse. It was a woman.
It was a dog.
I was getting blown by a woman because she wanted to do it, and I'm a feminist. So can we turn this down so I can actually hear myself?
Nah.
Why is this music playing?
Because it's a sad moment the day you get blown.
I was getting a blowjob.
Mm.
She sucked my dick right off.
Did she tug your nuts?
No. Let me tell the goddamn story.
Oh, is that what it feels like can't finish a story? Fuck you.
Could have been the wine and not the fact I looked like I had a Barney dick.
Okay.
Was the wine.
I hate that you have all these sound drops of me saved.
He definitely got his dick sucked because of the wine.
Yeah. And he was about to finish.
I promise if you let me tell the story, it'll be a good one.
All right.
It better be good now, Josh.
Okay, I'll let you finish.
I see your hand ready to click the fucking button.
No, I'm getting ready
for
the commercial.
Put your hands up in the air. I want to see your hands off the table. V?
I'm getting ready for the commercial that's coming up in a half hour.
So I'm getting blown, right?
Oh,
that's
my
how
God.
It's going to take half an hour.
It's nasty. I know this is going to be a dirty story. All you talk about is sex and drugs.
Yeah,
dude.
You're right. Yeah. Thanks, Tim. I was thinking.
No problem, Al.
I don't think so, Tim. So I was getting a blowjob from a lady because she wanted to do it, and I'm a feminist. And so I was like, of course, you can slurp on my cock.
Oh, my God.
Tug my nuts.
That's what you say.
You strong, independent female.
Mm.
And I was about to burst and pop my load, right? As you do.
On her face.
I'm trying to clean this up a little bit, so I'm...
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave her the old, hey, just so you know, I'm going to finish pretty quickly.
It was 30 seconds in.
Drown in my cum. Drown in my cum. I want you to die in my cum. Cum, cum pool. Pools of cum surrounding your mum. Drown, drown, drown in my cum.
It's important to note for the story that... We had signs. Okay.
Is this your cum block?
It's important to note for the story that
I think it's a band-aid.
It's for his penis.
It's a leg from Finn's toy.
He uses a band-aid to cover his penis.
I don't even want
to
tell it anymore.
Anyway, so you're finishing on this lady's face.
Yeah.
I was about to finish, and I was like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm about to finish."
Penis so small.
So small.
What can we possibly do with such small penis?
Just spat my cock.
That's okay, I don't need to tell it.
We are very simple people with very small penis.
Oh, it's not nice when you can't finish a story.
Actually, I'm used to it because I hang out with you two fuckers all the time.
No, no. All
right.
Literally, I will be like, hey, V, can I tell you something? You'll be like, yeah, all this today, I'll fucking, all that, blah, 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 blah. I was like, all right, cool, you can talk, I guess, instead for the next hour.
Okay, finish your story.
Go on with the chlorophyll!
So I'm getting blown, and I decide, oh, it'll be funny if, when I come, I decide, it's important to note also, Seinfeld is playing on the TV in my room during this time, so... I decided when I come, it would be funny if I just went, oh yeah, like the Kool-Aid man.
Hello.
So I bust and I go, oh yeah, and we both start laughing hysterically.
She spit the cum out of her mouth when it came through her nose. Oh yeah.
No, I came into my own belly button as I usually do.
Yeah, yeah.
We both started like just belly laughing because of the oh yeah. She's like, did you just go oh yeah like the Kool-Aid man? But as I said, I go oh yeah, and then because Seinfeld's on, you just hear beep 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 doop doop doop. You just hear like the ending Seinfeld riff. Yes. What's the deal with coming in your own belly button? I mean, I don't even have an itty. But yeah,
I don't
that was,
even have an innie.
You know what? After all that, story wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was too much buildup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Because he had to say, oh, I was getting blown
coming,
at least
saying,
four times.
Oh, yeah. Like the Kool-Aid man bursting through a wall, but then hearing.
Swing. Swing.
God, I suck at telling stories. Sorry, guys.
Well,
would have been better if there was if the timing was right, I guess.
Yeah, it's all about timing.
So, is that your thing now? Every time you jizz, you say, oh yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you going to start making it a thing now?
Yeah, I think it's going to be my thing.
You're not going to do the hell yeah like Scott Murata?
That's his thing.
Mm.
Can't steal his thing.
Mm. Although some have tried.
I would have to be a real scumbag piece of shit to try and take Scott Murata's hell yeah.
Yeah. Oi. Not referencing anyone at all.
Yeah.
Anyways. Someone else tried telling a fucking story.
Oh, no. No one could get a word in.
Or actually, we should go to a break.
I was in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
And,
He just mashes buttons.
Damn it. It sucks. I don't like this, you guys. Nobody's in Vancouver. Mm. You know how everyone's so woke all the time in Vancouver?
Mm. Did you go to the rock shop?
And oh, yeah. I went to the rock shop. That whole street is fucking horse shit now. It's like,
Bob, what's happened to it?
It just looks like the downtown east side now. It's like there's nothing but homeless people. It's not even like a tourist area anymore.
Are there shops open?
The story's riddled with punchlines. Open.
But
no, it's a real story.
No, but I saw a homeless guy wearing a Metallica shirt, and all I could think was like, this fucking poser.
He got that at the rock shop.
No, he just, like, it said Master of Puppets on it. I'm like, yeah, that's just from fucking Stranger Things, you goddamn poser.
You think the homeless guy was watching Stranger Things?
Yeah, fucking poser.
Yeah, Stranger
Things. He
didn't
even know what Master of Puppets
East
was.
East Hastings.
Yeah, it's fucking filthy. It's just a river of piss that you're walking in, and then people with needles still in their arms as they're just sitting there looking at you, and I'm like,
that's
you know you
fucked.
Have a thing hanging over you, right?
You got a thing. You got a thing and a needle.
Like, we actually, like, we went back to the car, and even the lady was, like, worried about, like, wiping down the wheels of the stroller and shit.
Oh, that's fucked.
Like, when it's not even my idea to do that?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's bad. And she's from there, and she's like, this is the worst I've ever
that's
seen.
That's why you have a stroller glove.
Yeah, you put like a hairnet around all the wheels.
Not funny, dude.
Mm.
And then everyone's so woke there. We went to like this, like a vegan restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So the waiter, everyone's like trying to be so woke all the time. Everything's like on everything on the thing. Mm-hmm. Says it's like even said that the paper this is printed on is like properly sourced and all that. They're like trying to cover every base possible. So
Jesus.
You can't criticize them at all.
It's only three bases to cover.
And then the guy, the waiter, he was wearing a shirt that said Dale Earnhardt Jr. on it. Like, it had a race car because it was like, it looked like it like was like an
doesn't
old shirt.
Doesn't seem very gay.
Well, it was like, I guarantee that guy has a Confederate flag on his car and fucking hates gay people. But because it's like a retro shirt he had, it was like ironic that he was wearing that shirt, I guess.
Oh my God,
but
what a unique individual.
Yeah, everyone's so unique. They all get their... If I go through pictures of what my dad wore in the 80s, that all of his clothes he got from cases of beer, it's the
you
same.
Mean Ferris?
Yeah, pretty much Ferris, too. He can work in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because it's ironic.
Yeah. So what else did you guys do in Van?
That was about it. We were down there just meeting the grandparents and stuff. Got to went
shows.
To the rock shop. I didn't get anything for myself. As I was looking around, I'm like, everything here I could get elsewhere.
On Amazon.
Yeah, there's nothing like exclusive to them. There's a cool Aussie shirt, but nothing other than that. I found a big
I'm
shirt
I'm the coolest
for this
Aussie.
Boy.
Boy.
That's on Crazy Train, isn't it? In the beginning, it's like... And he's like, oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi,
oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi.
That's the sound the seagulls make in Nemo.
Mine? Mine?
Oh, that's mine. I thought it was oi.
And you call yourself Australian.
No.
That movie takes place in Australia.
It does. Well, part of it does.
No, the whole thing
Great from Barrier the Barrier Reef.
You think they swam all the way to Australia in the ocean?
Yeah, from
to
somewhere
find
else.
Nemo?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Australian dentist that kidnapped
so
Nemo
they went, from the
went all the way...
From the Great Barrier Reef to Sydney.
No, because they hit the north...
Isn't the current.
Isn't
current.
That right beside it?
East Atlantic
yeah, I
current
suppose.
Or something, wasn't it?
I suppose. What yeah, the East Australian current. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be well-versed in children's movies.
I've seen Nemo probably 150 times.
Yeah? Have you seen Ratatouille?
It was before his daughter was born. Though.
Yeah.
My little lady is never watching Ratatouille.
Oh,
never...
oh,
oh really?
Wait till her first birthday.
Doesn't she have a birthday next month?
I am
month?
Not showing her that. It's the day that she points and says, ah, da-da, I'm going to be like, shut up, you're 16, you shouldn't be talking like that anymore.
Yeah.
All right, hey, should we go to a break? Commercial break?
Sure.
Because I got some... fucking.
Are you freaking
to do.
Serious?
I got some news, I mean, is what I wanted to say.
Mm. You have what?
I got some fucking to do.
Fucking news. He's got fucking news.
Yeah, I got news. It's about all fucking sex related and drug related.
Yeah. All no right. jokes, though.
I don't do jokes.
No.
Yeah, just or stories.
I tell truths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your horoscope? Tell me your truth.
My horoscope for this month is you want to die. And I was like, yeah,
that's
pretty
every month.
That's pretty accurate.
That's every month.
It just says every time. And then you get the new paper. August always just says, you will want to die.
You wish
all,
you were dead.
Every day of your life.
Huh. Pretty accurate.
And I love space.
That's cool. Dying's cool. You know what's badass? Dying.
Yeah. And then being summoned so you can suck a bearded guy's dick.
Not funny, John.
When you're being blown by the queen, did you pull her wig off and like...
Mm.
And then like what?
Did you tug her ears?
And then come on her bald head?
Yeah. And then stick it back on.
And then did Seinfeld play after?
Witty? Dear.
Oh, yeah.
In a British accent.
All right, so should we hit a
yes!
Thing? Then we got the news after.
Yes, this. Queen!
So we'll be back after this.
This is Spencer. You're listening to the Back Comedy Podcast.
No, not that.
Hey, just kidding.
The Back Table
just
Comedy.
Back, okay.
Good joke,
this is
dude.
Spencer. You're listening to the Back Table Comedy Broadcast.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, people.
Boom. All right.
Do you feel that?
I haven't heard this in forever.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit.
This is me having sex? How'd you get this audio?
From Seinfeld.
Here it comes.
It comes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah!
might be the best thing on the internet.
Ooh, ah! This is me having sex.
It's either that or an ape.
Drowning deep in my sea of
loathing.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Broken your
soul. We give it to me.
It seems what's left of my human side is slowly changing in me.
Will you give it to me?
Look at my own reflection when suddenly it changes.
Violently it changes. Oh no!
There's no turning back now. You've woken the demon in me. Get up, come on down with the sickness.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Get up and come down with the sickness.
Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
Get up and look down with the sickness.
Mother, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness.
You fucker, get up, down with the sickness.
Yeah. Madness is yeah. a gift. Yeah. Give it to yeah. me.
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
There it is.
Right.
Is that your entrance every time? Yeah. Screeching tires. You roll up on your bike.
What's up, dildos? Welcome back to the program. Are you guys ready for the news?
I was always ready.
Oh, yeah.
All right, my first article today. Oklahoma inmate. That's prison, Josh. He's an inmate in prison, that means. Oklahoma inmate, or, you know, her entire country of people.
Mm. You're in
Oklahoma
me, mate.
Oklahoma inmate forced to listen to Baby Shark on loop. Found dead.
Oh my god. Did he kill himself or did...
Let's find out. I think the song just killed him.
Mm-hmm.
An inmate who had accused his jailers of torture, in quotations, by alleging they forced him to listen to the repetitive Baby Shark song playing on a loop, has been found dead.
You're dead.
John Basco...
Oh! Oh my God! Oh
John Bath.
Oh, God, Christ of all things holy!
I like it.
Please I let like this it. Nightmare stop!
John Basco, son of the famous Toe.
What?
Toe?
Toe
who
Basco.
The fuck is
that?
Eh? Oh, you guys like that one?
All right, Bart Simpson, come
John
down.
Basco oh was found God. Unresponsive in his cell in the early hours of Sunday at the Oklahoma County Detention Center,
holy
according
shit.
To a press release. Officers tried to save the 48-year-old's life and worked on him. Nice. Until emergency responders arrived and continued efforts to resuscitate him, hopefully mouth to mouth. Jail officials said in a statement, but he was pronounced dead shortly after 4:05 a.m. Oh, he was 15 minutes away from 4:20, dog. Basco, who had been booked into the jail on Thursday over a drug trafficking complaint, made headlines around the world in 20...
Wait, he was in there for a complaint and they tortured him?
I guess.
It's just a complaint.
It's a Karen.
He gave me bad drugs. I didn't like it.
He made headlines around the world in 2021 after he and three other inmates sued Oklahoma County Commissioners Sheriff Tommy Johnson III.
That's a white guy and a half.
The jail trust and two former jailers following a previous stint at the facility back in 2019.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
They accused former detention officers Gregory Cornell Butler Jr.
His name's Cornhole Butler. Oh my God.
That's like an anus.
A cornhole butler. He delivers anything to the cornhole.
And Christian Charles Miles. He accused them of forcing them to listen to Baby Shark blaring out on repeat occasionally for hours.
God.
While they stood handcuffed to the wall of a visitation room. Former Lieutenant Christopher Raymond Hendershot.
These are not real names.
Was also accused of knowing about the practice and doing nothing to stop it in the jail in Oklahoma City. A 2020 investigation reportedly confirmed the inmates had been disciplined in this way, and the two detention officers were fired and charged with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy.
It'd be crazy, like, it's sad, but if you're the creator of the song Baby Shark,
mm-hmm.
imagine having that power.
Yeah.
You can make people home. Kill themselves.
Yeah, 3 years later.
Oh. It wasn't like as
yeah, apparently,
he was listening to it?
According to this, it was 2019 when they were forced to listen to it and he died.
What a misleading fucking title.
Or maybe it gave him ear cancer.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Lawyers representing the detainees have described the incident as torture events and the case is ongoing. It is not clear yet how Basco died and the state's office of the chief medical exam. I suck at reading. Yeah, we'll investigate to determine the cause of death. Mark Opgrande, director of communications for the jail, told the Oklahoman newspaper.
Oklahoman.
One of the possibilities being investigated is that it was a drug overdose.
Yeah, OD'd from Baby Shark.
However, Basco's attorney Cameron Spradling said he found news of the death disturbing and has called for a thorough investigation.
Well, 3 years after, though.
Maybe they killed him. Mm. One of the Baby Shark torture victims... That's a fun
That's
sentence.
That's a proper sentence right there.
One of the Baby Shark torture victims is conveniently dead within 3 days of his arrival.
Oh, my God.
District Attorney David Prater lost his most important witness for the upcoming criminal trial. Oh, my God. Well, this is not nearly as exciting knowing that it wasn't Baby Shark that killed him.
That's a really misleading title, because I read the title also on Not the Onion or
what?
Whatever. But I didn't read it.
Well, neither did I.
But I just thought, like, the guy was listening to it and was like, I can't take this shit no more. And he, like, started stabbing his ears with an ice pick that he was allowed to bring into prison.
Oh, he was allowed to bring it.
Yeah.
He couldn't bring in Baby Shark, but he could bring in the ice pick.
Gave him Baby Shark and an ice pick and said, hey, it's on you, bud. It has nothing to do with us.
Hey, my next article, V, actually is, you might be able to relate to this.
We'll see.
Kangaroo attacks man, then stops paramedics from saving his life.
The kangaroo stopped the paramedics?
Yeah, the kangaroo was like, nah, you can't resuscitate him. Sorry.
You mean the kangaroo was like, yeah, nah, you can't do this.
Yeah, can't.
You can't do
Don't
this.
Don't touch him.
Don't touch him, he's mine.
He's just pretending.
I kind of actually believe that.
Oh, yeah, a man has died after a kangaroo attacked him and then prevented paramedics from getting near enough to help.
He was like, oh, come at me. Come at me. Try and get me.
What's WA?
That's
Washington.
Western Australia.
Western Australia. Oh, right. St. John, Western Australia paramedics who raced to help the seriously
injured. How many medics were there?
There were St. John, WA paramedics who raced to help the seriously injured man were forced to call police when the aggressive marsupial stopped them from getting near the patient. Police arrived and shot the animal. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Police arrived and shot the animal in the face.
In the face? I don't believe that.
Oh, they shot it 13, 14 times right in the face.
Is that what it says there?
No, it just says shot the animal. Oh, he's not going down. Fill him with another clip. Quick. Use the shotty.
No, they would be using boomerangs. Oh, his boomerang didn't come back.
Hit him with a blow dart through the didgeridoo.
Through the didgeridoo.
Police arrived and shot the animal, but it was too late to save 77-year-old, the 77-year-old man's life.
Imagine making it 77 years on
and
this
then you
earth,
get killed by
get
a kangaroo.
Beat up by a kangaroo.
That's like someone here getting killed by a deer, but not from a car, from just rammed you, just stomped you.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a deer attack stuff?
Yeah, it looks like our dogs.
Looks like a little kid when they just start slapping.
Yeah, it's like a tantrum.
Yeah. Starts trampling them.
A family member had found the man with serious injuries from the attack.
The attack?
Which had happened earlier in the day, a police
I should be reading this.
Said.
This is terrible.
It is believed that the roo was being kept by the man as a pet.
Oh, well, then he deserved it.
Yeah.
It's like people keeping, like, crocs as pets.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, it gobbled my arm up.
The kangaroo. Oh, yeah.
Real baby tiger or something. Yeah. And it turns out to be a real big tiger.
Yeah.
An ongoing threat to emergency responders and the attending officers were required to euthanize the kangaroo by firearm.
I love how they make it euthanize with firearm. Yeah.
Be a real American.
The spokesman said.
Mm.
The region is home to the Western grey kangaroo, which can grow to about 70...
Oh, it wasn't even a red kangaroo. It was
70
a pussy
kilos.
Grey kangaroo.
Are they tiny?
Oh, it can grow to 97 to 223 centimetres from
its
tail.
Koala?
No, they're big. It's just like the red kangaroos are more aggressive and they're bigger. So
it's believed the kangaroo that attacked the man was younger than a year old.
Yeah, it was probably a boy.
You're probably a boy.
I am.
Sick burn.
Euthanized by firearm. That's how I'm going to start describing shootings now.
Euthanized by firearm.
Those kids were euthanized by, were aborted by firearm.
Aborted.
Bam, 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 bam.
Nah, shooting kangaroos is actually pretty fun.
Okay. Psychopath.
What do you mean? You guys go out
in
and
the vet,
shoot
you just
your deer.
Have a shotgun?
I've never shot a deer in my life.
That's because you're a pussy.
No, it's because I respect life.
He's never been attacked by a deer.
Well, if Canadians go out hunting here and they shoot deer, we go out and we shoot kangaroo.
You're toxic.
Yeah, you should respect all living creatures, Fee.
That's why I'm a veterinary technician.
Kill everything.
Well, because I care.
You unsolicited sent me a video of you gassing a hamster once.
What the
it,
frick?
Was it a hamster?
It was a hamster, yeah. And I watched a video of it dying because you just said, like, oh, check it out. And I was like, what's going on? Like, oh, we killed it.
No. Well,
and I was like, are you even at work? You're like, nah.
I was at work.
Nah, I'm not even at work.
I was at your work.
It's the hobby of this. You're not supposed to make your hobbies into a career.
You sent me a video of you putting a hamster into a Tupperware container and just shaking it.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Wipe that smile off your face.
I don't enjoy it. I just thought it was funny because it was
Tell that to your face.
All right, Patrick.
What kind of a man are you?
Yeah, what kind of a man are you with your tits and your pussy?
Whoa.
What kind of a man are you with that sniz? That's not even a penis.
Transphobe!
Whoa!
Oh, sounds like someone here is a transphobe.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
No.
You can explain yourself.
No, I meant it like...
Explaining always makes it better.
Why do you have a vagina if you're a boy is what I meant. I didn't
transphobe.
Mean it like... No. I mean like...
I have a vagina.
Excuse me. Vagina.
Yes, that's the proper way to say it, because then it doesn't say which gender is doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah. Don't you know that you're
toxic? All right, well, that last article is for you, V. This article is for you, Josh. This next one. Thousands of donkey penises. You don't even know what's going on with the donkey penises yet.
We know.
Thousands of donkey penises seized.
What the? They stiffed up?
In smuggling seized. Operation between Nigeria and Hong Kong.
Oh, you read this one like 2 weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, why did it pop back up in the feed then? You know what another word for donkey penis is?
What?
Ass cock.
My wife has an ass in her cock in the driveway. Now it all makes sense.
You know what? We did do this one. It's weird. But I'm going to read it again.
We apologize, listeners.
Nigerian officials have seized thousands of donkey penises that were being exported to Hong Kong. Although the seizure of donkey genitals is rare, donkey skins are known to be frequently exported or smuggled to countries like China, where the skins are used in traditional medicines.
That's precise.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Like they're foreskins?
It just says donkey skins. It doesn't...
Maybe they shell out the dick and just use the make outside, a whistle like, out of it. Yeah, like a condom. out of donkey skin.
Drill holes in the top of it and make a little flute.
I couldn't have read this 2 weeks ago. This happened last week. I think they just seized another shipment. Listen to this. A total of 16 sacks of genitals were seized last week at the international airport in Lagos, Nigeria's largest city. What's behind the illicit donkey parts trade, Josh, asking?
Hey, don't ask me, dude.
What's behind the illicit donkey parts trade? Kramer! A 16 sacks of genitals, Kramer! British charity The Donkey Sanctuary estimates that some 4.8 million donkeys are trafficked and killed each year for their skins, Kramer!
You actually sound like the incredible Mr. Limpet.
In July, the Nigerian customs seized 114,000 weird doohickey for money that's not dollars worth of donkey skins being smuggled into the country from
donkey
neighboring.
Skins.
I can't say that word.
What is it?
It's another country.
Nigeria?
The shorter one.
Niger?
Yeah, it's
Niger. Oh my god, dude.
There's only one G in it, dude.
Yeah. Don't you know how to read?
No.
No, I think it's pronounced Niger.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I put an R on the end.
Yeah, hard R.
Yeah, why'd you do that? The major beneficiary in this trade is the donkey skin merchants in China. The animal is facing extinction in Nigeria. And cannot breed in large numbers because their cocks keep getting cut off.
In that area? Like, koalas are extinct here, then. There's no
koalas
here.
You're right, Josh. That's correct.
That's a dumb way of explaining it.
You're a dumb way of explaining it. Yeah, well, that's it. That's all I had. That's all the articles of news.
Some young guy.
Oh, my God.
I'll have the cream of some young guy.
Oh, that's what... Oh, no, I thought it was something else. I thought he meant, like, jizz of a young boy.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Go home, takes a shower, and wash the shames off of you because you suck.
You're getting a little overboard with these. Sounds.
Yeah. You know what? He's the Mike Dambra of sound.
Yeah, just...
Just relying on the sound.
Just throw shit at the wall and doesn't matter if there's nobody
enjoying
it at all.
If a donkey's dick doesn't stick on the wall, then have you even tried?
It doesn't matter if no one's enjoying
it
as long as...
What does that even mean?
What?
If a donkey's dick doesn't stick to the wall,
haven't
you
been to
tried?
A freaking birthday party before, dude?
Yeah.
Pin the dick on the donkey.
Pin the dick.
That's what we're doing for his daughter's birthday.
That's what they're trying
pin
to do in China.
The ass?
That's what they do in China.
That's why they need to import all those donkey dicks for all those birthdays.
Yeah, there's all a lot of birthdays going on there, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of boys having birthdays. Yeah. Not a lot of women.
They're scared of it.
Yeah. They don't celebrate women.
Who does?
Yeah. Mm, not Canadians.
Actually, the women might be doing the
although when the Queen died, I celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that letter for your grandma?
I fucking hope she signed it before she fucking died.
Yeah. Crone's granny's turning
she turns 100. 100 in November. I'm going there this weekend for her birthday.
She's
going
to get it from Prince
party.
Philip now.
I hope it does.
Prince Philip's dead.
She's literally been waiting.
Do you mean Charles?
Charles. Chuck.
Prince Philip is
old Chucky
the queen.
For 10
Prince
years.
Prince Andrew.
For 10 years, since my grandma's 90th, she's been all she's been talk ever talks about is getting a letter signed by the queen when she turns 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A week before her birthday party, the queen died.
It's an ultimate fuck you.
Maybe she's talking about you giving her a birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sign it at the bottom.
You know what I did? I was told by a friend in Australia that the Queen used to be part of the Great Dane Club, and if your Great Dane lived till 10 years, the Queen would send you a letter.
She's just throwing out letters all willy-nilly.
So your grandma's the equivalent of a 10-year-old Great Dane.
What the fuck did you just say about Betty?
Have you seen his grandma, though?
I have. She's super cute. Looks like a Great Dane.
Very disproportionate.
Very Danish.
Very Danish. Yeah.
She opens her letter.
Uh-oh. She opens the letter, sees,
the
sees, sees King Charles's signature.
She just has a birthday cake and just gulps it in one big, just pushes it
straight. She just opens her jaw and shoves it in.
Just holds it beside her face and her tongue takes up the whole room and just does a circle and it gulps
Granny Pringle snacks.
Is that supposed to be an impression of my grandmother?
No,
or Scooby-Doo. Either way, it was fucking terrible.
I can't do impressions!
That was offensive.
I can only do
that was offensive
European.
To both dogs and my grandmother.
Oh, good. That was my intention. I wish I was better at impressions.
So do I. Because then I wouldn't have to hear your horrible impressions all the time.
Yeah.
I could hear good ones.
Yeah, or my accent.
Ugh, yeah. You could do an impression of someone who doesn't sound Australian. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would just sound like my father the whole time.
Gancho rules.
He does rule. My Gancho.
I can't imagine. The queen would have signed letters ahead of time, though.
I can't imagine she would have either. I think
because you don't want to commit
she
to that.
She has arthritis.
I have.
You don't want to commit
someone
to that, and then by the
it.
Time the letter gets to him, they're dead.
I have a mm-hmm. theory. I have a theory because my mom applied for this letter months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply?
You have to apply for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get one. She's going to keep trying to give every 99-year-old
to
go,
she get can't your grandma just get a fake ID?
Well, it's too late now because, one, she's already turning 100, and two, the queen's already dead. But mm-hmm. I think that the queen was in her chambers or whatever the fuck, and she's like
having a little squat on the loo.
She just got fucked by a bunch of the guards. She's like, oh, I'm fully satisfied now.
Now I may rest in peace.
I swear to God, if I have to sign one more letter for an old fucker, I'm going to die. And then it's like, hey, sign Betty Pringle's. And she's like, that's it. I'm done.
Croaks.
Your grandma's sitting in her house just like, yes, just
that's
as planned.
Right. Old bitch.
Old croak.
Now I get to fuck all the boys.
No, Grandma.
Grandma, no! I heard that Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
You know, the pedophile.
Yeah, you.
No, the actual Prince Andrew. Oh. I'm not royalty.
Oh, your grandma calls you her prince all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
My dad calls him Prince Harry, actually.
Really wish he would stop doing that. Yeah, I really wish he would keep doing that. And,
he's like, how is the Prince Harry?
He's never seen my cock.
Yeah, oh, he saw it at the hot springs.
Well, that's because I whipped it out and made him suck it.
Yeah, well, you know, and then my dad went, oh, yeah.
That's not what your dad sounds like.
Oh,
your
Prince Andrew,
or
your,
yeah.
Your dick's Prince Harry.
Gotcha.
Well, I read that Prince Andrew is going to be the one that gets to take care of her corgis.
Uh-oh.
So all the corgis were dead.
At least you won't have to hire a groomer.
Boom shakalaka laka boom shakalaka. Puns. I love words that have two meanings to them.
Sunglasses on.
Where'd these come from? You hired a bird to fly in some sunglasses and strap them to your face.
Yeah, Jordan's not here. Oh, yeah, he might be at my house right now. We should probably wrap this up.
What's he doing there?
Nesting in the tree in front of the
house. He's rummaging through your sink, getting little hairs from your beard.
For his nest.
Yeah, so you make a nest later.
Yeah.
Anyways, is that an episode?
I think so.
Whatever you call it.
We had an episode.
It's a wrap.
We call them episodes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or an ep, for short.
Whatever you call it. Okay, I'll call it a podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Finger.
Yeah, we'll call it that, but it won't be that.
Speak for yourself. Maybe, are you actually going to listen to this one, or are you going to be too embarrassed like the last time?
Last time I got too high.
Last time, we were doing this bit where you were going to be Steve Irwin from the past.
I know,
calling
but I was
in,
so stoned when that happened.
And you were trying to do an accent, even though you already have an accent.
I know.
Weren't you going to be, you're Steve Irwin's kid.
I was Steve Irwin after he'd had drugs. I think, and then I fucked it up. I was just too high, and then I couldn't listen to it.
I was going
to
do Steve
it was pretty
Irwin.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm super sober now.
And you've done the best impression of Steve Irwin.
Yeah, this whole time.
Oi.
Holy shit.
Oi.
I thought he was
those
here with us.
Those stingos.
Stingos. Oh, the stingo killed my daddy.
The stingos stabbed me in the heart and then ate my baby.
My God. They really hate Steve Irwin.
Jesus.
Steve Irwin.
Stingrays have a vengeance.
Steve Irwin.
Maybe we need to summon him next time from the dead.
Maybe he's up there fucking the queen.
Well, he'd be like, this is a fine specimen right here.
Maybe he's sticking
she's a wily old bag.
Stingray into a
you gotta watch
bumhole.
Out. Watch out. She might lose her teeth if you let her suck your cock.
Taunting her with a stick.
Put it in me bumhole.
Jeez, she's real randy right now. I gotta watch out.
Yeah. Oh, I think this one's in heat.
It's better if you put a towel over her head.
That's racist.
What? Yeah. We just don't want to see her face.
Oh, that's even more racist.
Oh my God.
So now we're shitting on Iranians?
You can't talk about Muslim women that way, V. That's very improper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Good God.
Steve Irwin doesn't care.
Yeah, he's up there already.
Yeah. He's got 72 virgins there.
Nice. How old are they? I hope they're...
Like, no.
Are they like Prince Andrew virgins or like?
Yeah. 12.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that stingray was just like protecting his family?
I heard his name wasn't even Ray.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I heard it was.
Was it Sting?
It was Bob.
I heard it was.
It was Sting.
Sting Bob.
Sting Bob. This steamy Bob got me in the fucking clacker.
Right in the old
ticker.
That's
the most Australian thing you've ever said.
Steamy the sting Bob got me in the clacker.
I said steamer Bob.
You have a cloaca? That's crazy.
Cloaca.
Cloaclea.
Cloaclea. I think we've had this argument
isn't that
before.
A shell?
It's a hole.
It's the bird's hole, the one hole
that's
the bird
cochlea
has.
In your ear.
Yeah, we have cochleas.
You've got a couple.
A couple of cochleas.
You got a couple of cocks in you.
Oh. Yeah. Cochlea.
That's Kyle Vassner's ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Cocker, I just smack her.
Cock lover, Leah.
Oh, Lord.
All right, well, hey. V, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, Jesus.
Wonderful times.
The podcast.
Have to finish that sentence.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. My face and tits.
Oh,
and
Jesus, dude.
What a little joke.
Good time.
Saved it for the end.
Can
great
you tell
classic
it's a joke
hits.
By the fact that I pushed the button?
Mm.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get the hell out of here. Hey,
see ya.
Go.
Thanks for listening, or whatever. I don't
smell you later.
I don't even give a shit anymore.
A 16 sacks of genitals, Kramer!